This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The pork producers in North Carolina are wondering now if the public will hear the rest of the story about the alleged pollution in their state. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
When Hurricane Florence was approaching North Carolina this fall, hour after hour on radio and television newscasts in that state, there was talk about how much damage could be done to the state's environment because of overflowing hog lagoons. Well, it turns out yet another report, this one from the state's Department of Environmental Quality, shows that the millions of gallons of untreated human waste going into those Hurricane Florence floodwaters dwarf the hog manure lagoon discharges. That report from the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality showed that those sanitary sewer systems of municipalities disgorged 26.7 million gallons of residential sewage and industrial and commercial wastewater during the hurricane. Another 38 million gallons of untreated or partially treated wastewater gushed from overwhelmed municipal wastewater treatment plants. The CEO of the North Carolina Pork Council, in that the number two pork-producing state, Andy Curlis, said he was troubled by the state and national media spotlight on the hog industry. Curlis said, "I don't think there's any question the amount of attention that has been devoted to hog treatment lagoons is completely distorted and out of context." He went on to say, "What you have here is a fairly organized set of activist groups with an agenda." Curlis says they don't like us, and so they try to find opportunities to carry out their advocacy. Curlis said there's no question, as he put it, that they used this storm to advance their agenda. There are 2,100 hog farms in North Carolina with 3,300 hog lagoons, and only three of them breached, according to Mr. Curlis. I'll be back after this.